Track 1, a new show created with Norfolk in mind, the debut RHS Sandringham Flower Show brings together royal gardens, local designers and family-friendly fun to celebrate plants, people and place. We meet the show manager, Jenny LaVille.
It's fitting in more ways than one that the Royal Horticultural Society has chosen Sandringham for its first ever Norfolk Flower Show. A landscape defined by big skies, sandy soils and centuries of horticultural heritage feels like fertile ground for a new chapter, one that blends tradition, innovation and a distinctly local flavour. This month, the RHS Sandringham Flower Show will take place in the parkland of the Royal Estate, marking a significant moment not just for the RHS, but for Norfolk itself. And at the heart of it all is show manager Jenny LaVille, who is overseeing what is one of the summer's most anticipated events. "I think the show is going to be really good," she says. "It's going to be a lot of fun. With our regional shows, we try very hard to make sure there's lots of content that's relevant to local people." That local focus is central to the RHS's evolving approach. In recent years, the organisation has made a conscious decision to take its shows on the road, moving beyond its traditional venues to connect with new audiences and landscapes. "We're really keen on getting out there, meeting people and learning from different parts of the country," Jenny explains. "We were looking for venues, thinking where would be exciting to go, but in this case, Sandringham actually invited us. It became a mutual conversation and the timing just felt perfect." The partnership is a natural one. The RHS has long-standing ties with the royal family. His Majesty the King is its patron, and Sandringham, with its celebrated gardens and deep-rooted history, offers an evocative setting. For Jenny, visiting the estate for the first time was a revelation. "We had a tour with head gardener Jack Lindfield and it completely blew me away, she recalls. "I knew the King was passionate about horticulture, but I didn't realise quite how hands-on he is. It's incredibly impressive." The showground itself sits within the estate's sweeping parkland, close to the world-famous Church of St Mary Magdalene, which the royal family traditionally attend on Christmas morning. "It's such an archetypal English scene," Jenny says. "The church, the cricket ground, the oak trees, it feels steeped in tradition. It's a beautiful canvas for a flower show." That sense of place has shaped every aspect of the event. Unlike larger, more established RHS shows, which carry a recognisable format, Sandringham has been designed from the ground up, with Norfolk in mind. "We don't impose ourselves on an area," Jenny explains. "We engage with local community groups, horticultural society designers. We really listen and learn. The show becomes a reflection of where we are." That philosophy is evident throughout the show gardens and features, many of which draw directly on Norfolk's landscapes, wildlife and traditions. Among the highlights is the Royal Legacy Garden, designed by the RHS Chelsea Gold Medalist Catherine MacDonald, in collaboration with the King himself. Known for her romantic planting style, MacDonald has previously worked on projects at Sandringham. "Her gardens are so beautiful, they make me cry," Jenny says. She worked closely with the King on the design and he's been very involved. The design will feature a bold colour scheme, including many of His Majesty's favourite plants. Built by Gadd Brothers Trees and Landscapes, it will use local materials and champion horticultural and rural skills to create a garden that provides a welcome place to rest and contemplate, while supporting and promoting biodiversity. After the show, the garden will have a legacy at the Sandringham Estate, where the formal gardens are open to the public to enjoy from March to October. Elsewhere, Norfolk designers Joe and Laura Carey, fresh from winning gold and best show medals at RAS Chelsea Flower Show, present the Pollywiggle Garden, named after the old Norfolk word for tadpoles. It will be a playful yet purposeful space, encouraging gardeners to support biodiversity, particularly amphibians and invertebrates. It also celebrates the successful reintroduction of the pool frog into North Norfolk and the restoration of the local Pingo ponds. After the show, the garden is being relocated to Penthorpe Natural Reserve to become a wildlife education garden with a pond-dipping platform for families and schools to learn about water-loving wildlife in gardens. We talk a lot about bees and birds, but perhaps less about frogs and toads, Jenny says. This garden is about redressing that balance, and it feels very relevant here, especially with conservation efforts like those in Norfolk, not far from Sandringham. Norfolk's coastal identity also finds expression in a series of creatively dressed beach huts, while another feature garden crafted from nature by Stark Strand Design celebrates traditional crafts using locally sourced reeds. The King's own environmental interests run like a thread through the show. His long-standing commitment to conservation is reflected in several elements, including a feature exploring the story of the elm tree, once a defining presence in the English landscape before Dutch elm disease decimated populations in the late 20th century. He's very passionate about trees and conservation, Jenny says. We wanted to tell that story and look at what's being done to bring elms back. Another installation, designed by Dave Green, honours the role of head gardeners, those often unsung custodians of Britain's green spaces. It's about recognising their skills and the importance of what they do, she adds. The show also draws on the strength of Norfolk's horticultural community. Local growers will feature prominently in the floral marquee, including Peter Beale's roses, who is both a master grower and key contributor across the show. If you love roses, you'll love this show, Jenny says. Peter Beales is not only exhibiting, but also supplying roses to several of the gardens. Bartram's trees will highlight future woodland planting, while partner gardens, including Penthorpe and Natural Surroundings, are involved in relocating elements of the show after it closes. Beyond the planting, the show offers a rich programme of talks and demonstrations. Familiar faces from television, including Gardeners World stars Adam Frost, Arret Anderson, Francis Tophill and Sue Kent, will also appear along respected voices such as Rika Mistry and Chris Baines. There's an incredible mix of speakers, Jenny says. Visitors can explore the Flower School, hosted by Flowers from the Farm, or head to the In the Grow stage for practical advice from gardening experts. Soil Fest, another key feature, focuses on composting and soil health, with input from Norfolk master composters. Healthy soil is absolutely fundamental, Jenny explains. If your soil is alive and active, it becomes much more self-sustaining. That's crucial for the future. Indeed, climate change is an unavoidable theme, particularly in a county like Norfolk, where dry conditions and coastal vulnerability present real challenges. It can sound like a heavy topic, Jenny admits, but for gardeners, it's already happening. The important thing is to look at how we adapt, how we protect what we have, but also work with what's coming. Show gardens offer practical inspiration, demonstrating sustainable design, water management and biodiversity in action. The new King's Biodiversity Award will recognise outstanding contributions in this area. One such example is The Rhythm of Rainwater Garden by Anthony Purdy, which explores water collection in a way that's both imaginative and accessible. The Queen will also choose her favourite upcycled container in a category where communities will repurpose discarded materials to create a mini container garden. Sustainability extends to the floral marquee too, where royal florist Shane Connolly will showcase environmentally conscious floristry. While the horticultural credentials are strong, Jenny is keen to emphasise that the show is not just for seasoned gardeners. This is going to be a brilliant day out for families, she says. Under 16s go free, and once you're in, there's so much to do. A dedicated children's village will include a horticultural-themed playground, crafts and face painting, alongside activities designed to spark curiosity about the natural world. One initiative, Leaf Letters, invites children to learn about different tree species before writing to the King and Queen. It's about getting children outside, engaging with nature and inspiring the next generation of garden designers, Jenny says. The scale of the operation is immense. The build begins in early July with teams laying infrastructure before gardens are installed. Borders are planted, exhibits assembled, and the flora marquee erected, transforming open parkland into a vibrant showground. It's incredible to watch all come together, Jenny says. You start with a field and try to imagine what it will become, and then suddenly it's there. As with any outdoor event, the British weather remains an unpredictable partner. You think you want sunshine, she laughs, but actually plants prefer something a bit more balanced. We're prepared for everything. For Jenny, whose first RHS show as manager was last year at Wentworth, each event brings its own character. Sandringham, however, feels particularly special. It's such beautiful countryside, she says, it's lovely to be able to shine a spotlight on it. For Norfolk, that spotlight feels well deserved, a county shaped by its landscapes, traditions and communities. It provides a fitting backdrop for a show that is as much about people and place as it is about plants. And as the gates open, visitors will find a celebration of Norfolk at its most inspiring. RHS Sandringham Flower Show, July 22nd to the 26th. Visit rhs.org.uk.